Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
Had you thoughts about sort of making a putting green and your lawn at Cobham at all?
I wouldn't mind it, to be honest with you. I have thought about it. It's not easy, to do a proper putting. I mean, sort of people cut the grass short and think it's a putting green and put in some holes. I think you'd have to do it properly. You'd have to have it... Well, there's a couple of problems. You need to sort of make sure it's properly formulated green, different grass, all those types of things. Then you've got someone to roll it. It needs to be cut, you know, daily, basically. So it's quite a lot of effort, I think, to for what it would achieve.
You've obviously given it some thought.
I did give it a little bit of thought, but...
Down by Mrs. Potts straight away, of course, was it?
Basically, yes. Yeah.
Is it contoured, you know, is it undulating or is it just flat?
Well, there's a mixture of different areas, depending, of course, where you put it. But,
I say, someone's had a good year.
I know. And also there's some trees around that would pose a problem. They've got these tree preservation orders which will stop you from cutting things down.
You sound disappointed. You know, you want to wreck the environment, do you? Just cut all the trees down,
Yeah, well, you know...
Put some crazy paving down instead. Yeah.
If it, you know, improves my putting green, then I'm all for it.
Yeah, well, I was just saying that, just in case you have to go into a circuit breaker over the next couple of weeks.
That's a good idea, actually. A little putting green would be quite nice, although it's not really the time of year for that, but certainly looks like it's heading that way. I mean, again, the government plans aren't fantastic in terms of their transparency, it has to be said. Now, if we are going to do a circuit breaker, time it with the... half-term holidays, which start next week, certainly for some schools, certainly for my children for 2 weeks, would be seen as a good move, but it doesn't look like it's going to be in place before then. So potentially the circuit break, if it does need to happen, could come after the half-term, which certainly wouldn't be ideal.
Is this because Keir Starmer got up last night and said that that's what the government should do, and you now think that Boris Johnson might be pressured into it?
Well, there's some debate taking place amongst what the scientists have been suggesting and what the government have been implementing. But the government also need to balance out, of course, the impact that it's going to have in terms of the economy as well. So while a short circuit breaker certainly would be possible, and it'd be interesting to see what the effects of that would be, given the rising number of infections that we've been seeing and growing number in terms of the death rate as well. As you say, there are broader considerations and simply... than simply, you know, immediately stopping the disease, because we know that the ramifications of lockdowns have significant impacts on the economy, but also on mental health and other issues.
Well, this is the problem. I mean, a lot of countries in Europe are going harder now than the UK or even France are. I mean, the Czech Republic's gone pretty much into a full lockdown with schools and bars closed and the whole lot. But President Macron's going to address the nation in France tonight. But again, he's probably going to stay away from a full lockdown and just order curfews in some of the bigger cities. But the scientists say you've got to break the cycle, and that means a 2 to 3 week lockdown, and that's the only way to bring the R number down.
Localised lockdowns is certainly seen as the way forward rather than a national lockdown, but eventually maybe the number gets to such a point that it becomes inevitable that you have to go on a more national basis coming through. One of the interesting strategies, of course, with these lockdowns is how much notice that you give people with it. Liverpool, not a bad example of that. They said they were going to close the bars and the pubs and the restaurants. They gave people a couple of days' notice, so you can imagine you've had some scenes of lots of people going to bars and pubs in the last couple of days, which probably hasn't helped the situation by any means.
Okay, away from COVID-19, onto the markets. Not a very good day yesterday. Risk appetite soured by a stalling stimulus package negotiations in the US.
Yeah, equity markets easing back a little bit on concerns that recent gains have been outpacing the prospects of an immediate end to the stalemate around future stimulus package that's being negotiated in the United States. Very little chance, I think, of getting that now before the election. President Trump said go big or go home. Actually, it's the Democrats who've been pushing for a bigger program than the Republicans, actually. But again, another signal that's unlikely to happen. Banks led losses yesterday, actually, despite some good numbers from JP Morgan. Morgan's investors worry the third quarter only signals a pausing in the pain, and the banks will have to deal with bad loan provisions once again as you look through the fourth quarter and perhaps into 2021. Eli Lilly tumbled after putting its government-sponsored antibody tests on hold due to potential safety concerns. Apple traded a little bit lower yesterday. Remember, it had quite a big run-up actually on Monday as they unveiled its new iPhone 12. I don't know if you saw this, if you're excited by the new iPhone 12.
No.
New look, new colours, offers 5G, assuming you can get 5G where you live, I suppose. A new iPhone mini, greater performance, better camera, better charging mechanism, 4 times better drop potential, as they describe it, I think. So, yeah, we wait to see how much interest there is in the new iPhone 12.
It's all blah-de-blah-de-blah, really, isn't it? I mean, because really what you want a smartphone to do is be able to look at the internet, send texts, phone people, and have some apps on it that you use.
Well, they'll probably put it into a more slick campaign than that, to be honest with you. You may not be doing the voiceover for the adverts on the back of that little scenario. Yeah, listen, it's sometimes it's about repackaging what they've already got. They say this has been a significant step change. The 5G is important, of course. Now, if you had much greater ability and speed in terms of the operations of your phone, then that would encourage lots of people to buy it. But that's not only a hardware issue. It comes down to a network issue as well.
Well, 4G is fast enough, isn't it? I mean, you know,
no, I don't think so. No,
you don't. What, how, why, what extra speed do you want from 5G that 4G can't give you?
Well, I haven't used 5G, so
no,
I
but it's just been a bit quicker, won't it?
Faster is better. It doesn't load that
no,
well.
No, come on, you've got to slow down. We're all living life at too fast a pace. You know, this is the half the problem with the world. You know, be like the Italians, you know, just take time, you know, go slow from the roads, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Let's move on. Listen, markets today focus on Wells, again, the banks, US banks in focus, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs. Give you the headline numbers from yesterday. S&P was down 0.6%, NASDAQ was off 0.1%. Opening calls on the European bourses this morning looking positive. Currently calling the FTSE up 20 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 27 points. CAC calling Paris up 14 points.
I'm not paying $800 for an iPhone anyway.
No. What iPhone have you got? iPhone 3?
7. 3.
Oh, yeah, I think that's the one I've got, to be honest.
You,
did,
you, said, right. You said so yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good. Yes.
I mean, you know, $800, and that's just the cheap one. It goes up to $1,200, doesn't it, for the all singing and dancing one?
It moves pretty fast, isn't it? You don't really future-proof yourself by buying the most expensive phone today. For example, if you go back a year or so, and Mrs. Potts got the... that three camera blah 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 whatever the iPhone 10 was this time last year, and you think that's going to last you a while, and then sort of, if you know, a few months on, there's a new later greatest phone. So in some ways you sort of might as well be a step or two behind, pay a much cheaper price, and benefit from the technology later on. And there are real signs of people doing that. People are not upgrading their phones in the same time frame as they were just a few years ago.
Okay, foreign exchanges please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.29 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.17. €1.10 for your British pound this morning.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir.
Speak to you tomorrow. Hank Potts from Barclays.